You're on.
Regarding soccer, they've got a monthly publication in Brookfield, Wisconsin that would put corporate report to shame.
What's it called? Youth Soccer?
The Brookfield Soccer Association monthly newsletter. But
It's the suburb of Milwaukee. Big there, too.
Yeah.
Big in the suburbs for some reason. Why is that? Suburban mothers don't want their kids playing football?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why can't these kids play baseball?
They have to chew tobacco. Their parents are all doctors.
I suppose that's it.
Harry Cruz, A Season of Snakes?
No,
that's not it.
It was called A Feast of Snakes. One of about 12 novels.
Yeah, and the other is also Going to War, which he's going to publish this fall.
Right, you read Harper's.
You bet I cheated.
All right, but I need the other. I need a couple novel names here. You're not going to get a.
You won't pay off on cheating.
I want to pay off to somebody who's actually read the guy.
I've read him, but I can't remember anything I've read.
I'm not giving the titles yet. We still might get a call.
Are you going to give me the four titles of Ford Madox Ford's Tetralogy?
The what?
The Ford Madox Ford's Tetralogy about World War I.
No, I can't do that.
Okay.
See you later.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Look who's back. Look who's crawled out of the woodwork.
Oh, yeah, sure. Where have you been using the privileges of a special number, these many months?
Listen, I've been listening all the time. I just didn't have the nerve to call.
Well, I don't blame you.
Mr. Schmidt,
Robert Roosevelt.
We're proud to have you back. And,
well, glad to be back. You know, we're not the fastest moving people in the world, but we do have class.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm tired of this bring Slick back. What about Johnny Goro?
I don't think he wants to come back.
He's real happy down there in Cleveland.
Well, Johnny was a nice man, but he had the bubbly personality of this gray wall next to me here.
Well, he lived in a house, not in a motel, right?
Yeah. Our theory on bringing, by the way, Robert from Roseville, it was in Roseville where Slick stayed at the Super 8.
Well, I know that. I used to hear him crash home every once in a while. But I got that from Uncle Art from the twins room.
That's right. Uncle Art's not a big fan of Slick, by the way.
He's not a big fan of anybody nowadays.
Oh, that's right.
Mr. Grump.
But anyhow...
Well, I want to tell you one other thing. Brad has a new employee, as you know, maybe, out at the San Diego Ice Arena. Bobby Gibbons from the State Fairgrounds here has gone out and is going to keep his ice in shape.
What did Gibbons do, run the ice at the State Fair?
Yeah.
I believe I did read that, yes.
He worked for Gene Nardini at the Coliseum.
Oh, you're in on that good inside St. Paul stuff, Robert from Roseville.
Well, we're just a little bit east of the river, you know.
Okay.
But good to talk to you guys again.
Thanks, Robert.
Been listening.
All right. By the way, Robert from Roseville, are you going to be involved in coaching... Lou's teams this year? Are you going to you supporting John Gutekunst now that Lou's gone?
100%.
Good. He's got you. Of course, that's what you told us, and then you dropped us like a bad habit.
But I know it. But
we're glad to have you back, Rob.
All right.
See ya.
Nice to talk to you guys. Yeah.
You're on.
Hello. Gone.
You're on. You're on.
Bring back Slick.
All right.
I shall quicken my pace. Hello, Tom Hutchinson.
Okay. What was that? Anyway, our theory on bringing back Slick, right, is that they're bad anyway. Let's have some personality, right?
Well, yeah, and they are destined to make a change. And if they are, you're right. Why bring in Billy when you can bring in just a goofball like the real Billy?
That's right.
And because Martin will just ruin the team, what's left of it. It's just, he's not fun.
No.
Once again, the Schmidt Bit Players.
So, Mr. Johnson, you keep having this dream that you're a can of Schmidt beer.
That's right.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, sometimes I'm alone, sometimes I'm with friends.
How many friends? Five, six-pack, okay?
Yeah, I don't know what to do, Doctor.
There's nothing to do. It's just a dream. You're not a can of Schmidt beer. I'm sorry, your time is up for today.
All right. Would you help me off the couch? My pop-top's caught on this pillow.
Sure. Careful there.
Shirley, give me Schubert and Shipping.
Sure, sir.
Shipping, Schubert speaking.
Schubert, did you ship that Schmidt shipment to Sheboygan?
Ship the Schmidt shipment to Sheboygan, sir?
Sure.
Oh, shucks. We shipped the Schmidt shipment for Sheboygan to Shanghai.
You Shanghai the Schmidt shipment, you dumb sh...
So, Mr. Johnson, you're back again?
Yes, Doctor.
Tell me, what's the problem?
Well, as you know, every night I was dreaming I was a can of Schmidt beer.
Right.
Now I'm dreaming I'm a bottle of Schmidt beer. One night I'm a bottle, one night I'm a can. I don't know what to do.
Freud had a term for this. It's called schmitzophrenia.
And you call yourself a doctor?
No, I don't call myself a doctor. I'm a bartender.
Oh, I'll have two of me.
Schmidt Beer, the brew that grew to be best in the great Northwest.
Schmidt Brewing, St. Paul, Minnesota. KSTP, the talk station.
If something is shoddy, shabby, tinny, tacky, defective, or dangerous, you should know about it before you buy. Phone 1-800-528-6600 and get Consumer Reports, the magazine that takes the guesswork out of shopping. Consumer Reports tells you whether things work the way the ads claim, whether they're convenient, economical, and safe. You get brand name ratings to help you buy smart, answers to health questions and money management advice to help you live smart. Call now for 11 regular issues of Consumer Reports, plus two free books, our 1986 Buying Guide issue and our Health and Drug Products Guide, plus the 1987 Buying Guide issue when published as part of your subscription. A total value of $38, all for just $16. Don't get taken. Get Consumer Reports. Call now, toll-free, 1-800-528-6600. That's 1-800-528-6600.
Hey, Monday night sports talk, AM 1500. Hey, David Elvin, since we found out from Kurt Brown that the real radio has the computer that tell what the calls are coming in, we at least want a new chalkboard, okay?
We got one of those things like Winky Dink. Remember when Winky Dink was on TV and you'd write on the screen and lift it up and it'd be gone? That's what we got. We got a Winky Dink screen.
Which has seen better days, too, by the way. A worn-out Winky Dink screen.
And this is a Winky Dink screen. You can't tell you whether there's a goofball on the line.
No.
Just can't.
No.
Just says Dwayne from Brooklyn Center. You're on.
Yeah. You were wondering why soccer was popular out in the suburbs?
Yes.
We weren't. We know why. But go ahead and tell us.
Well, in my impression is, anyway, that when it got popular in the 70s, the city schools didn't have room or money to build any soccer fields.
Mm-hmm.
And the private schools had the money and the suburban schools had the space. And as a result, over time, it took on a little snob value, which is kind of ironic, because in Europe, it's mostly a working-class sport.
You're right.
It's just kind of interesting.
Women don't even go to the matches in London.
No, right. They don't. Too crude, right?
It's a man's beer-drinking afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the same, especially in France and Spain also. Not quite so much in Europe and Scandinavian, or in Germany and the Scandinavian countries, so.
Those English must be unbelievable. They had warnings out for them in Mexico.
Yeah.
You know, that you had to watch. What do they call them? They have some name for them.
Bullies?
Rowdies, bullies. I don't know what it is.
Okay. I think you're on the right track there, though.
That's good.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're on.
Hey, bring back Reverend Tita.
Well, yeah, yeah, Uncle
better
Phil.
Better chance that Billy Gardner will be back.
Yeah.
Quick comment. It's probably fortunate that there's not a three- or four-letter descriptive word for tornado, or I fear Channel 11 would be scrambling to change their call letters again.
That's right. That's good. That's
storm.
Good. That's good. N-N, what, K-N-N, we need another one.
Wind, W-I-N-D. There is a wind somewhere.
Psycon.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Hey, I think vocal was there, W-I-N-D. Thank you.
Yeah.
There's a man who knows something about wind, too.
Who?
Vogel.
You're on.
Say, I haven't heard you guys talk about the Big Papers article on baseball today.
Which what paper?
The Wall Street Journal.
They have one today?
Yeah, did you see the column in there, front page?
If I had any money, I'd read the Wall Street Journal.
Puckett and Company.
Really?
So common is the spectacle of baseballs orbiting the Twin Stadium, in fact, that Puckett and Company may eclipse the legendary 1961... New York Yankees club led by Roger Maris's 61 homers.
Who wrote it?
Ernst Beasley, staff reporter of the Wall Street
Doesn't
Journal.
Doesn't he sound like a sports writer for the Wall Street Journal? Ernst Beasley.
You know, when I was looking for a job there a couple years back, I petitioned Wall Street Journal and said, what you need is a roving sports column. I still think it's a good idea.
Hey, and the big quote from the super manager. Twins manager Ray Rabbit Miller advances a hybrid Big Bang theory. The ball is livelier, the hitters are stronger, and the pitching just isn't as good, he says.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like the Twins pitching.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Wall Street.
I'm off my belief that the Twins are going to break that record, by the way.
Oh,
and even if they did, that is a record that should be accompanied by an asterisk because the Yankees did it without DHs. Pitchers were hitting.
That's right. They did it without DHs. You're right. And they... They did it with out what is now considered the rabbit ball.
Right? Yeah, and they didn't have the Metrodome.
Oh, then other people say, yeah, but they did it when there was expansion pitching. It was if 61 was a year when two expansion teams were in. The old timers theory that they just aren't, you know, the pitching isn't as good as it used to be.
You're on.
What the heck?
Yeah. You're on.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you still looking for those Harry Cruz novels?
Yeah, I'm looking for someone who actually read one or two or three.
Okay, well, okay, I didn't get them. A friend of mine gave them to me today, so it's kind of odd. But I know that one is named Cars.
Right, now you got to read that one. It's great. It's about a guy who eats a Mustang.
Okay.
In the lobby of a hotel in Atlanta, Georgia. I think it's Atlanta, either that or Miami.
And the other one he dropped off was called Gypsy's Curse.
Oh, that other guy was right then, Gypsy's Curse.
Yeah, okay. And I think, if I remember right, a long time ago I saw another one. It's called Gospel Singer.
Yeah, and This Thing Don't Lead to Heaven. That's another one. Falcon.
How many of you read Suchi Boy?
I think I read about 10 of them.
Ooh.
But I haven't read one in 10 years.
Okay.
And don't remember all the titles.
Well,
but that doesn't count because you didn't read them yet and they were just dropped off to you.
Next week, right, we'll give you a chance to win a T-shirt in the first hour.
You're on.
Yeah, first thing, it doesn't matter who becomes manager. Just get rid of Ray Miller. I mean, he's a downfall. Second, you guys just went golfing with Lou, right?
A couple of weeks ago, yes.
Okay, did he say anything if they're going to change their dump-and-run policy, dump-and-run?
Was hockey even brought up?
I think we brought up puck too much.
You never did?
Suchi and I were in one cart, and we rarely saw Lou except occasionally on the tee in the green.
Oh.
Then we'd just say, well, what do you think? Let's putt out here and get on to the next one.
Yeah. You guys had different golfing manners.
Well, it's just that Pat and I can't play, and Louie and Walters can. So
we were off in this side of the fairway and that side of the woods, and then we'd kind of meet them at the green about 10 minutes later.
They'd see us hoving into view, exhausted.
All right. I just wanted to know if they were going to change their game plan since they got some bigger players.
Should have called in Saturday when we had the coach, Lauren Henning. He could have
told. I was listening to it. I missed that one.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. You're on.
Yeah, one more call from Burnsville here.
Yeah.
Hey, one thing that everybody's missed on this Twins versus Yankees home run total, you know, Tony Kubek, you know, every other word out of his mouth is asterisk on the Twins, you know, sticking up for Johnny Blanchard.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it this way. In 1961, the Yankees had one of the best pitching staffs in the American League. Agreed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Yankees, you know, got, you know, all the
I know
Yankees.
What you're going to say. The Twins didn't get a chance to face themselves.
Hey, this is my story, Patrick.
Okay.
I was going to say, can you imagine the numbers that Herbeck and Bruno and the gang would put up if they got to face Smithson and Blylevin and Davis 8 games a year?
That's right.
Nine games
12,
a year?
12 games a year.
How many ever? All they need is one.
That's a very good point.
They'd be launching them all night.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Goodbye. Very good point. You're on.
Were you at the trial, Wally? It's a big grade? I mean, you're tough in Waukesha, and I'm in Bleachville, baby. Were you a character witness?
Oh, I was a character. I'll guarantee you that.
I'll tell you, I've had some trouble before. There was the time that Mad Dog and Ray the Cripper Stevens, they busted up on Lord Annie's pretty good one night. Tiny Mills got caught trying to give a hickey to that Onyx statue in the courthouse.
That
was here in St. Paul where the judges used to go to the matches.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
There's something incredible. I mean, he's packing it here in the first place. We walked through the crowd outside and they're all yelling, why wait for the sheriff? This guy, this judge, I tell you, he made John Sirica look like St. Francis of Assisi.
Thank you, Uncle.
I tell you, those two are looking at a 5-year cage match, and that's no BS.
Okay, that was a report on the
KSTP Talk Radio weather for tonight. Partly cloudy with a 20% chance of a thunderstorm late, low about 60. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high near 85. And then tomorrow night, partly cloudy again with another 20% chance of a thunderstorm. Overnight, about 65 on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, mostly sunny and warm with a high about 87. Right now, humidity is 50%. It's sunny skies and 78 degrees. Together, we share.
There's something about driving a Chevy truck that makes summer even more fun. And right now, your 14 Twin City Chevy dealers have new trucks in stock for as low as 6.9 annual percentage rate financing. No matter what your idea of fun is, your 14 Twin City Chevy dealers have the truck for you. With 6.9% financing, here's a great chance to load your summer fun into a Chevy truck. See one of your 14 Twin City Chevy dealers today.
KSTP, the talk station.
Today's families want life insurance that's sensible and affordable. That's why so many families in the Twin Cities and surrounding areas look to State Farm for life insurance that meets today's needs and tomorrow's goals. With State Farm Life Insurance, you can protect your family's way of living while building financial security for your retirement years. For sensible, affordable life insurance that meets the needs of your family, call the State Farm agent nearest you in the Twin Cities. Cities and surrounding areas.
I've never played it.
University? No. I don't think I have either, but it is busy. There is no busier course than University.
Highland. Where you're likely to find a Miller Lite bottle.
I've played my last round at the ranch.
I think I have.
Maybe early in the year.
Who's that? Somebody we need to get on right now? You're on, pal.
I may have played my last round at the ranch too, Patrick. How you doing?
Hey, I said, who's leading the amateur?
Dick Boosted.
Ooh, wily veteran.
Wily veteran who finished second the last time they had here back in 1971 when I was still in high school.
Where is it?
He died at Country Club.
Shot a 68, I heard.
You remember he died at Country Club, don't you? I know it remembers you.
This will give you a chance to set up the rematch with Magic.
Magic will be doing the color on cable TV Wednesday.
Oh, well, tell him that me and Patrick want a rematch.
I said, did they get the sand back in the bunker on number three?
I think they replaced it with rocks. Back again.
I hear Mike Firmoil didn't have a good day.
77 Sunset Strip.
Well, that sports writing just takes too much out of your golf game.
It sure, yeah. I've witnessed a lot of evidence of that theory.
What's happening?
Where are you now, R.S.?
Oh, we're taking down the flag and heading out for a couple of after-tournament cocktails.
Well, I think you're well deserved. Today's the longest day in golf, right?
Gary Olson came out here. He had to go check up on something on the strikers. Told me I was writing this story today. So if there's something wrong with the PP&D edition, just blame it on old Sid. Chadwick was out here for a little bit, walking around. He missed qualifying by one shot.
Uh-oh. That's too bad.
What was qualifying? It depends on what course you tried?
That's right.
R. Sid, of course, I played on R. Sid's ticket at Oak Ridge. R. Sid played with us, and I won the money, of course.
Oh, you had the right partner.
That's right. Chad Hartman, the first jockey, the first horse ever to carry.
How would I have done there, R. Sid?
I think you're about a critical list, possibly in a coma.
We were kind of hoping Browse Nanny check in after that marvelous adventure.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll have to check in with you next week with the full details of the Czechoslovakian trip.
Yeah, I wish you would, because I'm sure it's something for you to have a little grist for your mill.
I might have even grown a few hairs on top of my head with that little one.
Yeah.
For that matter.
Okay.
You sound like you're in the locker room.
That's exactly where I am.
Well, it beats the Lexington men's room.
Not really. I'll see you next week.
Okay.
Thank you. That was R. Sid. Just checking in to say hello. And Dick Bluestone leads a state amateur at Edina. If you like to watch a little golf, that's a beautiful place to watch it.
Oh, and you should have seen us play there. You're on.
Yes, hi. I'm a 10-year-old boy named Ryan. I went up to Chicago with Patrick, and he made more funny noises than I did.
Get rid of that kid. Hang up. We don't.
What kind of noises, Ryan? Give us a few over the phone.
I can't describe them.
Yeah, they were pretty rough, weren't they?
Okay. He had a bunch of Big Macs.
Okay. Thanks, kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's in trouble now.
Oh, I'd hate to be in that kid's shoes.
Yeah, luckily, he's in Canada at the moment. So.
Well, they must pick up the
he's
show down
there. He's out of range. Well, he's maybe gotta come home.
Maybe his mother called him and put him up to that.
Okay.
You're on.
Yeah, Joe.
Yeah.
I just wanted to talk to you about that article you had in the paper yesterday on the party poopers.
Yes.
I think it took a lot of guts for somebody to admit to that. because I was having an altercation with my girlfriend Saturday night about that. She likes wild...
argument or an altercation?
An altercation.
Don't tell us about it, please.
No, seriously, we were talking about she likes places that she can't move in.
Oh, I don't.
I don't either. I was at a local night spot Saturday night where you couldn't even so much as move. You couldn't get near the bar to get a drink.
I'm a party pooper.
It was so crowded you couldn't even find the drug dealers.
Exactly.
Right?
Okay. And I took Joe's article yesterday and cut it out and highlighted the parts I liked and I hung it someplace where she could find it.
Okay. Well, I hope it works out for you.
It seems to.
All right.
Okay. Message.
All right.
All right, thank you.
You wrote a column last year, which I really appreciated, on where did all these fests come from? I'm sick of them. Give me back the good old days when they had the state fair and the Aquitennial.
That was
and the winter carnival.
And the winter carnival.
That was it.
Those were the big three.
And that they were the only three.
That was it. Now it's just too many, and if the world had more party poopers.
And now the Hubbard Hubmobile's finding one every week, some damn place.
Yeah, they're finding them. You're on.
Okay, I'm all for the managerial change, but I think I got a manager that nobody's thought of.
Okay.
Doug Rader.
Oh, he's
awful. He's got the person. He's a jerk. He's the worst human being known to man, and he can't manage.
All right, how about Billy Gardner?
You got the man. That's
Joe Torre?
Billy Gardner's
Billy
the man.
Billy Gardner.
Where you been? In a closet?
Yeah.
Get rid of him.
Thank you. Hey, we're invited to play in the Swan Lake Area Wildlife Association.
I'm very much in
golf
favor
tournament.
Of the restoration of Swan Lake, which Dennis Anderson wrote about in his Sunday column, but it's on a Monday.
Sorry, we can't play, and thanks to Fred Freud.
We have a chance between a choice between playing golf for free or making money doing this. What do you think we're going to do?
I'll be here.
Okay.
And we'll be here Saturday.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Presenting the Schmidt Bit Players.
And this is my latest work of art. Fascinating.
Yes.
It's simple yet complex.
I use household items and beer.
I see that. Yes. You've got a can of Schmidt.
That's great.
And a roofing shingle.
Yes. I call it Schmidt on a shingle. Don't drink it. It's art.
You know what bugs me in bars? It's the beer nuts. You know, people who don't drink Schmidt.
And over here is my latest work of art. Yes.
I'm speechless.
A bottle of Schmidt beer and a clock.
Of course.
I call it happy hour.
Welcome to Good Schmidt with Dr. Ruth.
Hello, Larry. Our first caller, please.
Hello, Dr. Ruth.
Hello, Larry.
Hello. I've got this problem, Dr. Ruth.
Go ahead, Larry.
We seem to be living in a Schmidt-oriented society, and I find it very difficult to talk about, you know...
Larry, do this for me. Say Schmidt. Say it, Larry.
Schmidt.
Say it.
Schmidt.
See, you don't have to keep it bottled up, Larry.
Schmidt beer. The brew that grew to be best in the Great Northwest.
Schmidt Brewing, St. Paul, Minnesota.